Ephesians 5, verse 16. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Heavenly Father, we come before you, your presence. We thank you for your greatness. And God, we don't deserve to be here. We deserve to be in hell today. But we thank you, the Son of God, that left all his glory, came down and dragged his feet on the dust, shed his blood on the road, on the trail after the Calvary, and took our place and died on the cross. The rusty nails that were meant for us, the crown of thorns, should be in my head, our head. But he took it. God, we thank you for that. We praise you for Jesus for that. And I pray that you open your words to our hearts tonight. Lord, I'm just a vessel here tonight. Bless your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The whole idea tonight is, I'll speak about is redeeming the time because the day is evil. That kind of brings me to the idea that we are not living long here on this earth. I've been about 15 or 10 churches and people will be asking me, why are you going back to Papua New Guinea? Why are you going to your own country? And they say, yeah, because you are from New Guinea, so you're going back to your country because you belong there. And I tell them, no. I used to be a Papua New Guinean, but I don't belong there anymore. You know why? God saved me and made me a citizen of heaven. And my life don't belong in Papua New Guinea anymore. It's a mission field. I'm going back because I believe that I have the potential that can be used to reach those lost people in there. And it's the same way here. You don't belong here anymore. You belong to heaven. And life is uncertain. Do I know what will happen if I drive on the road? This could be my last opportunity to be here. And with God's help tonight, if I give all my best tonight, and if something happens on the road, and if I go sleep in the graveyard, my soul will wake up in heaven. And what I've done today, I will be rewarded for that. Life is like a vapor. It won't last long. But you have to use all the opportunity that God has given you because time is short. You might think you are so young. You have long years to live. My friend, we are living in a risky world. Christians are always hunted down. And the devil is always our enemy. Anytime you will die anywhere, any place. But are you prepared? Redeeming the time because the devil, there is evil. What is redeeming? The time. It's the amount of time that you have. And the amount of time you have can be used for God's glory. This life is not mine. It was born, and this life belongs to God. And God has the use of this life that I have. Actually, you look after me, I'm looking good and has a smile on my face. That's because the Spirit of God is alive in me. But once God takes the Spirit of God away from me, I'm just a bunch of dust. And where does that dust go? The same place it came out from. In that way, we look at our life as a vessel. Marred, spoiled, still have the marks of sin. But the Spirit of God has cleansed it, made it something beautiful. Because God wants to see the reflection of Jesus Christ in our life. Not because ours, not because our self, but because God's glory. But because God wants to use us as a mirror, reflect so an unsaved person can see the smile on us and say, why does somebody is different? And they come and ask you, you tell them, my life is different because of Jesus Christ. I've accepted him as my Lord and Savior. And God's opened an opportunity out for you to witness to that person. Last Sunday, I was up at Rogers, it's close east of Liverpool. I was preaching that morning, 35-year-old, about, I think the guys in the 30s came forward, got saved. And I was driving out on the road, and the police pulled me over, not because I was speeding. I was around 60, 65, but the police car was right on the road, and I had to slow down to respect. And I put a gas on, and I moved, and then he came after me, and I said, oh, my goodness, what now? And I pulled on the side, and he came and rolled my wheel seals down, and he came and asked me, can I see a license? And I said, I gave my license. I said, where are you coming from? And I said, sir, I'm a preacher. I'm preaching up at Rogers, Ohio, and I'm going back to college. I'm a missionary. And I said, oh, okay. I put a gospel track out and said, sir, your life is risky on the road, but I know this track will help you. I told him, before you get in your car, make sure you read this track. And I know that's something that God wants you to do because your life is short on the road. He said, thank you. He was kind of happy, and I was like, but I said, please, God, don't let him give me a ticket because I don't have a money paper. I've been pulled up on the side 3 times. First one, I was down in Kentucky. Then in Kentucky, the road, they don't have speed signs. Some of the roads, they don't have speed signs on the side. I was in the morning, the guy there was so sleepy, and I was running there, and I said, my goodness, I got to be there in time. And I finally opened my eyes, and there was a police just passed by me, and I said, oh, thank God, he passed by me. And I was like, is that the same car? Oh, yeah, it came right back behind me. I put the lights on. I said, oh, my goodness, what again? And I said, I'm running. I'm going to be late for preaching. He pulled me over and said, can I see your license? And he said, who are you? I said, I'm a preacher. I said, where are you going? He said, I'm about to preach, and I'm running late. He said, let me see your license. So my license and the tag, I want to give you a ticket. And I was about to witness to him and said, me and my brother, we went to a Bible college. And my brother is in a mission field and a missionary. But I decided to do this. And I told him, you know, I'm so happy to know that you're a Christian. But he said, I told him that, you know, the responsibility handle is not easy. And I told him, I'm going to pray for you. And he said, okay, good. There's no ticket. Talking about potentials. You got to use your potentials, what you have. My first point is, God has given us so many opportunities. You say, how long am I going to use the opportunities? Use it all the way till when you sleep in the grave. The first opportunity we want to see tonight is opportunity of salvation. Oh, it's a free gift of God. Salvation. There is nothing more exciting and better than knowing that Jesus Christ and getting saved and heading to hell, or heading to heaven. Oh, God is so good that he didn't put a price on it. He made it free. And the place that you and I should suffer for our pay for our own sin, the Son of God did it for us all. And he did it complete. And it takes only by faith to accept Christ as a Savior. When I was unsaved, it was so hard to understand salvation. But thank God, God didn't give up on me. And I thank God for a missionary. Like God said, do you remember the story of John chapter 4, 1 to 25? The lost woman? Jesus realized there was a need, and he went to the well. He went to the place, and the very place was a place that the woman thirsted for every day. You know, the reason why she came to the well was because she was thirsty all her life. She comes to the same well with a water pot, with pitcher. Rest of her life, she came for that water, but there was still a thirst for water. And she always had a water pot with her because that was what she was drinking from, and she go back. But she had married 5 times. No satisfaction. First one, second one, third one, fourth, the fifth one was staying with wasn't hers. She was lost. But nothing in this world was able to satisfy her. But she came and met the Lord at the well. and Jesus witnessed to her. But not also she was lost, but she was religious. And she said, she told Jesus, our father Abel, we used to worship God in the altar. But Jesus knew that she needed a Savior. Well, one thing I learned about her is when she got saved, she didn't take the water part with her. She said, I don't need it anymore. But that's the picture of saved person. When God saves you, she doesn't want you to take the water part with you. She wants you to leave it behind and take it. Take the good news. You see, one thing unique about a lady, when she got saved, she went and told the people in town, that probably including her own families. You see, that's what a mission presents. She came, found Christ, got saved, found the water, took it back to the people in town. The first thing is the opportunity of salvation. I think you and I can praise God for that opportunity. The second opportunity is opportunity to serve God. Whom do you want to serve? As Christians, you can always say, I want to serve my God. You say, how long I want to serve my God? Serve as long as He breathes. When things get tough, keep serving. Through the experience I've been, if I would quit out, God saved, came to the place that it was getting tough, I couldn't God, I would be not here today, standing here, I am where I am. It got really tough, I'll be honest with you, life got really tough, my family were tormenting me, my friends were mocking me, I was the only one with a missionary. I was the only one. Responsibility was so heavy. I would teach Sunday school, go to government school, preach, come down, and a missionary would pray with me, put gospel tracts in my hand, and send me out to the people to visit. But some of those places that I went, they were the same people that shut the door on my eyes, spit on me, threatened me, but missionary still said, put the gospel tracts in my hand and go back to them. You see, Christians, when things get, have you ever get I thought of giving up, quitting church, quitting going on visitation. I tell you, you've never seen amazing things that God will do if you remain faithful. I'll be honest, the reason why I'm here, God tested me, and God said, I'm going to prove you how great I am. I can imagine if I have given up on God, went back, lived like a world, didn't go witness, didn't go help in the ministry, I would be still the same way. Saved, but living in a disobedience to my God, living like a world. There's an opportunity to save. 1 Corinthians 15:58, the Bible says, I'll find it for you and read it. 1 Corinthians 15:58. The Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not vain in the Lord. Now you say, serving the Lord is a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. It's a time of enjoyment. But sometimes you don't feel enjoyment, but that enjoyment of serving God is there. He said, steadfast. You see a rock? You can't move a rock because it's laying on a foundation. A Christian who is laying on the foundation of Jesus Christ and God, nothing will move you. Sickness can come, can take on the body, but that will not move me because I will still live and stand for God and still serve Him because I am laying on the foundation of God that has laid. But the good thing is, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. So when we stand before God that day, God will tell us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Third, opportunity to minister to others. Hebrews 6:10, Galatians 5:13, Galatians 6:10 talks about opportunity to minister to others. Who is others? Our fellow brothers and sisters. Hey, God put us together. I'm a black, not black, I'm a brown. And you are a white. That doesn't mean I'm different from you. Yeah, body wise, maybe I might look a little bit uglier than you guys, but we are still family. We're still family. We are one. And God has given us the gift, the opportunity to serve God. And there is no, because of the color I'm no, because of color you are high, no. When Christ died on the cross, he paid an equal price. And he has called us, give us equal gift. We are all equal, level in God's eyes. And there is no difference in God's eyes. And Christians, we are family. You watch over your brother or sister. When somebody has a need, somebody is falling apart, you are the one God has there to pick him up. Your pastor is, you are responsible for your pastor, how you treat and support him in the ministry of God. Your pastor is not a pastor, he is a priest standing before God. This is the altar of God. And he's the one communing God with his people, and he's accountable for you. And you are accountable to God for your pastor. And all of us, we are accountable for the responsibility of missions. Opportunity to minister to others. That's including those people in mission field. And lastly, opportunity to spread the gospel. Whew. What a wonderful opportunity to spread the gospel. You see, when a woman got saved, Samaritan woman got saved, she could not hold it back. She went to the town and called and said, come and see, I found living water. And she said, this water, if you drink it, you will never thirst. You will never thirst anymore. In your life will flow a joyous of living water in you. That living water is the Spirit of God. Hey, don't let the old lifestyle drag you down. Don't let sickness drag you from serving God. Don't let other backslidden Christians drag you down. You're somebody who has a powerful God living in us. God will use you because the power of God rests upon us. Only for one, the Spirit of God lives within you. If the Spirit of God is a God, what are you have in you? God. Because the Spirit of God is a God. God is living in you. Sometimes you don't realize the Spirit of God is living in you. He's a God. Until he pops up and beat on your mind and send you conviction and you realize, oh my goodness, I've sinned against God. When God gets a touch and hold of your life, there is no fear to hold back. You will know the seven God. You're doing is not enough. You want to do more. Hey, what opportunity do you have? Can you use it? Can you use it a little bit more? Time is short. Redeeming the time because the days are evil.